I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The World Health Organization this week declared Sierra Leone Ebola-free. It's a big deal for a nation decimated by the virus for over a year and a half. Reach Beyond's Wayne Peterson says now that that emergency's over, there's another problem.
As you can imagine, with 11,000 deaths, there are many children that have left behind. And so part of the ongoing work is to going into places like Sierra Leone and Liberia and even in Guinea-Bissau and helping the orphans and providing food and water and medical care.
Reach Beyond works for sustainability in their relationships, and often that means finding a ministry or a church to come alongside. That way, they can meet the physical needs through the Voice Enhanced Project and verbally share the love of Christ. And anytime lives are saved, it's cause for celebration. In China, the party's on. 16-year-old Zhao wanted an abortion. Until she talked to Phoebe, that is.
When Phoebe and her friend came to talk with her and she heard the truth about the baby inside of her, when she heard the truth about the love of Jesus Christ, she chose life for her baby, and she chose Jesus for herself.
Belinda Delahoyt of Life International explains why they teach Phoebe and other Christians like her how to save lives and heal hearts.
God brings his truth about life. And when we bring that truth, we see him work in the hearts and lives of women around the world.
You can help Life International train pro-life Christians in China.
Every prayer and every gift helps save a life around the world.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God is doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.